and you say kiss a you, hold the word you so that the sound alike says short, short, long. Kiss a you. Kiss a you. You. Now turn the card over and trace it with your finger while it is sounded. Here it goes. Kiss a you. Kiss a you. Now trace it in the air and repeat the sound alike. The letter U, kiss a U. Kiss a U. Now trace it on a rough, broad surface. You. Do you think you have it? Can you pick the U out when we mix a T with it? Let's see. Tall. It's a U. It's a U. Okay, onward to the next letter. Find the alphabet card for the letter D. Put the T and the U cards up where you can still see them. The card for D is pretty repulsive, isn't it? Well, this is an experience we can all relate to, so it shouldn't be too tough to remember. Dog did it. Dog did it. Dog did it. Shame on you, dog. Dog did it. Concentrate on the poor puppy's expression of dismay and repeat, "Dog did it," as I sound the code. Dog did it. Who gets the privilege of cleaning it up in your family? Dog did it. Now close your eyes and visualize the whole messy scene. Turn the card over and trace the letter as it sounded. Repeat, dog did it, each time. Ready? Dog did it. Dog did it. The sound alike for D is dog did it. Now trace the D in the air each time and repeat dog did it. Ready? Dog did it. Okay, lastly, on a rough surface, dog did it. Do you think you can remember who did it? Yeah, you're right. Dog did it. Okay, let's mix the U and the D together. Listen carefully for the difference between kiss a U and dog did it. Listen. Kiss a U. Dog did it. Dog did it. Kiss a U. Dog did it. Dog did it. Kiss a U. Okay, let's add the letter T. Remember T, tall? Okay, you're on your own. Here we go. Okay, you should have copied D, D, T, U, and D. How'd you do? Did you copy the whole series? Let's try a quiz. Okay, here we go. How about it? Did you copy D, T, T, U, D, U? If you did, you are really ready to move on to the last letter in this sequence. Are you ready for the letter P? Put the D and the T and the U up together and look carefully at the card for the letter P. As you can see, some unknown person has popped the baby's balloon. The question was, who did it? Did Pop pop it? Here's how it sounds. Study the picture of the card carefully. Did Pop pop it? That's the letter P. Did Pop pop it? Did Pop pop it? Did Pop pop it? Close your eyes and see the mysterious balloon popper sneak stealthily into the room, armed with an insidious pin to do his dirty work. You see the results. Did Pop pop it? The letter P is did Pop pop it. Did Pop pop it? Did Pop pop it? Did Pop pop it? Did Pop pop it? A whole lot of crying followed this scene, but you can't be sure who was guilty. Did Pop pop it? Now turn the card over and trace the letter P, saying, "Did Pop pop it?" each time. Ready? Here we go. Did Pop pop it? All right, let's trace it in the air. The letter P, did Pop pop it? Did Pop pop it? Okay, a rough surface. Here we go. Did Pop pop it? Did Pop pop it? If you happen to have a chalkboard available, the large tracing may be done very well using chalk. Butcher paper, a felt tip pen, or a Crayola is another helpful technique. The important thing here is for you to get those large muscles into the act. P, did Pop pop it? Here it goes. Do you think you're ready to try to tell the difference between D, the U, and the P? All at one time? Let's give it a try. Place the cards where you can point at each one. That was a P. A D. That was a U. Another U. Oh, sure, you recognize dog, did it? That's a D. Another U. A P. And finally a D. If you knew all those letters, see if you can copy these words which contain the same letters and the T. Now we will need to add some vowels, so we'll add the A. Remember it? Say ah. And the E, remember it? E. And the O, ho, ho, ho. See if you can copy a string of just vowels. Are you ready? Here we go. Just those vowels. Not too tough, was it? Did you copy A, O, E, O, A, E? If you did, let's add our new letters and copy some words using those same vowels and letters. Here we go. Did you copy the word duped? D-U-P-E-D? I hope you weren't duped. The next word, here we go. Did you get that word? It was a lot longer. The word was potted, P-O-T-T-E-D. All right, here we go. Next word. That word was pod, P-O-D. How about this one? Taped, T-A-P-E-D, and finally, duet, D-U-E-T. Well, did you remember all those letters? If so, you are ready for check test number 4. Number again, number 1 to 10 for check test number 4. And here we go. Well, how are you feeling about the way you handled that? Check your answers to check test 4 in the manual. Record your score on the check test graph. If you made any errors, rewind the tape and practice again. If you made 100%, copy this review. Sound the sound alike for each letter as you go. We're going back over all the letters you've had, so think carefully about each one as we go. Here they come. Kangaroo, K. Kissayou, U. Why did I die? Why? Ho, 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 oh. S. Tall, T. Did pop, pop, it, P. dog did it. D. Mawawa. W. Sia. A. E. Why did I die? Why? Ho, ho, ho. Oh. Kangaroo. K. Mawawa. W. E. Did Pop pop it? P. Tall. T. Sia. A. S. It's a U. U. Dog did it. D. Continue to run this review until you can repeat the sound alike perfect for each letter we have learned up until now, and then stop the tape for at least an hour and let it all soak in. Your progress is remarkable when you consider that with usual methods of learning the code, most people struggle for months. Let's add C and R to our repertoire during lesson number 5, along with more practice for Y and O. Stop now for a break. Lesson number 5. During this lesson, we will study C and R and we'll review Y and O. Do you have the materials you will be needing? Are you in a good learning situation so that you can really concentrate? When you finish this lesson, you will know 50% of the English alphabet and will be well on your way to your goal of passing your HAM exam. Do you remember these letters? They were U, P, and finally D. If you still remember them, stop the tape and add them to the Letters I Know scoreboard. That should make a total of 11. If you are having any trouble remembering any of the letters as we cover them, please back the tape up and review Lesson 4 before proceeding. Also, please study the section in the manual on extra help. Now let's look at the C. This letter is used widely in ham radio as a part of the CQ, which is sent when you wish to communicate with anyone who might be listening to your signal on an approved radio band. The sound of CQ is... We will be studying the Q later. These are the initials of the Code Quick system also. Our sound alike for C is catch it, catch it. It sounds like this. Catch it, catch it. Catch it, catch it. Study the picture. It's the top of the ninth inning in the World Series. There are two away. Your team leads 2-1, but the batter unloaded unmercifully on the ball and sent it heavenly in your direction. Your outfield play will mean winning or losing the game. With all the strength that you can muster, you leap high into the air. The home crowd goes wild, hollering, "Catch it, catch it." Catch it, catch it. Catch it, catch it. What do you think was the result? The letter C is made by the code sound alike, catch it, catch it. Let's practice it a few times. Catch it, catch it. 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 Now close your eyes and see if you can picture the scene. Catch the worried expression in the fielder's eyes. Catch it, catch it. Catch it, catch it. Now trace the letter. Catch it, catch it. Now trace the letter C in the air while repeating, catch it, catch it. Catch it, catch it. Catch it, catch it. Now draw a letter C on a large, rough surface. Catch it, catch it. Do you think you've caught it? Okay, let's add the letter R. Put the C card where you can continue to see it. And take a look at this poor bunny. He's about to freeze in the sub-zero weather. The sound alike for R is brr, rabbit, brr, rabbit. Goes like this, brr, rabbit. Sounds like this, brr, rabbit. 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 He's a really cool bunny. Rabbit. Rabbit. See if you can feel the cold that he feels. Close your eyes and shiver. Brr, rabbit. Brr, rabbit. Brr, rabbit. Do you like to shovel snow? Help the poor bunny shovel his doorway clear of the snow. Rabbit. Rabbit. Looks like it's going to be a long winter. Rabbit. Rabbit. Now turn the picture over and trace the R while repeating the sound alike. What is it? Right. Rabbit. Here we go. Rabbit. Now trace the R in the air and repeat Barabbit. Rabbit. Rabbit. Now on a rough surface. Do you think you have that welded into your noggin? Let's practice the R, Barabbit, and the C, catch it together. Put the two cards so you can point at the one which is keyed. Here we go. C. R. Rabbit. Catch it, catch it. Rabbit. Catch it, catch it. Rabbit. R. Good. Okay. Let's add in our old friend Y. Remember him? Why did I die? Why did I die? And let's see how well we can do with all three letters. Here we go. That was a Y. A C, why did I die? Barabbit. Why did I die? Catch it, catch it. Rabbit. Why? C. Why? Rabbit. Catch it. How you doing? You think you're ready for check test number 5? Take a paper and pencil and number to 10 and let's see if we know them all. You ready? Here we go. Thank you. Okay. Stop the tape and check your answers on the check test key. Record your score on the check test graph. Continue to practice this section until you are able to get 100% on the check test before moving on. If you made 100% and have marked your check test graph, you are now ready for a review summary for all you have learned up until now. Let's see how well you can copy using exactly one half of the alphabet letters. I'm going to review, first of all, K, kangaroo, A, sayaw, E, T, tall. Y, why did I die? O, ho, ho, ho. S, U, kiss a U. C, catch it, catch it. P, did pop pop it? R, rabbit. D, dog did it. And finally, W, mwah-wah. Now, see if you can copy these letters as I key them. Are you ready? If you miss any, skip it and go right on. Okay, how'd you do? You should have written W, D, R, P, C, U, S, O, Y, T, E, A, and K. If you had trouble with that, spend some time now going over your sound-alike cards for those letters, and then go back over this review of the letters again. two or three more times of practice through this list so that you are handling this list with ease. I want you to overlearn this section before we move on to the second half of the alphabet, since we will ignore what you have learned up till now for a time. This is the end of side 3. Please turn the tape over for side 4.